Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We are back right at 2 o'clock. Stub, you didn't wait until the last minute for that one. Got us back right on time.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's what I do.
Yeah, it's what you do in your job.
Yeah.
Maybe not in your personal
different
life. Let's go around the NFL here. Let me get some NFL theme music as we take a look at the Week 9 matchups. And starting with Thursday Night Football tonight on Amazon Prime. So there's three things I want to talk about with this matchup. Number one, Lamar Jackson is back.
Thank God.
The two-time league MVP back behind center for the Ravens. He injured his hamstring in Week 4. He's making his return for Week 9. But the Ravens are playing better football, and Lamar is just such a difference maker that I could absolutely see in this team rolling off 7 straight wins, maybe even 8 straight wins.
I think maybe even 10.
With Lamar Jackson back at quarterback. He's one of the biggest difference makers in football. I mean, it's Mahomes, it's Allen, it's Lamar. And we want Jaden to be in that conversation, and I'm hoping he can return and make the kind of impact that Lamar does on Sunday for Washington. But we'll see Lamar Jackson back in action tonight. And I also think people sleep on how much better that makes Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry's so much better when there's somebody that has to spy Lamar, just takes a player out of the box. Second storyline, are the Ravens ready to roll? Like we just talked about, are they about to roll off 4 or 5 wins in a row? Preseason, they were a very popular pick to make the Super Bowl and win it. Well, they're currently sitting in 12th place in that 16-team conference. But without Jackson, they handled the Chicago Bears. The defense looked much better. They appear set to go on a heater with Lamar Jackson back in the lineup. They've got the 5th easiest schedule the rest of the way. And the next 5 games come against teams currently sub 500. Problem is, they're still behind Pittsburgh. But they get a chance to face Pittsburgh again before the end of the season. And the trade deadline is upcoming. Is this a trade deadline showcase for the Dolphins? ESPN believes so. With a 2-6 record, Miami is comparable to Baltimore's 2-5 on the surface. The Finns' talent can't touch the Ravens. The vibes in South Florida have not been great going back to the offseason. I think there's certainly questions about Coach Mike McDaniel keeping his job. Same with the general manager. But you have to wonder, if Miami loses again, do they start trading off their talent? And I've heard a few of their pieces being named as trade candidates, and even Washington being interested. They've got a few running backs. They've got a few decent defensive players. If they're not going to fire the coach, if they're not going to fire their general manager, if they're going to stick with them too, you might end up seeing the Dolphins trade their players after tonight's game. Any prop bets that you like in tonight with Lamar Jackson's return, the Ravens being able to run the football, Derrick Henry scoring touchdowns, maybe back to getting their number one receiver into the end zone this season. I'm trying to put some more prop bets onto this game to make it a little more interesting because I kind of think Baltimore will run away with it.
What I'm curious what Derek's over-under is. Like you said, I agree that he's going to get a step forward in production with Lamar back.
Yeah.
So I think maybe taking an over there for Derrick Henry might be a good pick. I think they might expect Lamar to have a slow start, and I think he's not. I think he's going to hit all of his overs. I think this is a very bad Miami defense, and they've been able to hang on to some games. But I think Lamar is going to look exactly like he did before, like he didn't miss a step, but I think he's going to ball out.
Yeah, I wonder what Miami team we're going to get.
It's been a couple different ones.
Because I keep going back to that Thursday night game against Buffalo. They really did kind of keep it together, and I thought that McDaniel saved his job. And then once again last week, I thought he saved his job. And the way they demolished the Falcons 34-10, they probably have a lot of confidence in that locker room going into Thursday night.
But that's after getting whooped by the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. I mean, it has not been a good season for them. Every time they actually go on a three-game losing streak before they get any wins. So it sounds like this is a three-game losing streak. Baltimore, Buffalo, Washington. And then they'll get a win over the New Orleans Saints. I could totally see that happening. To me, this game is like, I don't know what to expect from Miami. Like I said, what version will we get? But to me, this game is about Baltimore. Will they make the mistakes that led to them losing games? Because they had Lamar and they lost to the Bills, right? Like, they had Lamar and they lost to the Lions. They had Lamar. Like, that Lamar was not the reason that they were 1-2 to start the season, or even dropped to 1-3 with the loss to the Chiefs in the game that he got hurt in. Then Lamar was not the reason. They were not running the ball like you thought they would. Defensively, they were all over the place. They were turning the ball over as well. And they were just...
Those Henry's fumbles.
The Henry fumbles were kind of eye-opening, right? It's just like, eventually father time comes for everyone, and that's what it felt like that was for Henry. Here's a big thing that's going wrong for Baltimore right now. They can't convert third downs. And this is a problem, it feels like, for the Ravens every year, and almost for running teams every year. Because when you average, I think I heard someone say this on the broadcast the other night, like, when you average 5 yards a carry, that's a 6 yard carry, it's a 7 yard carry, and then a 2 yard carry and a 3 yard carry. And that equals 5 yards per carry. So when you get a 6 and then a 7, that's a first down, then a first down. But then when you get a second and 8 and a 3rd and 5, and you're a running football team, those 3rd and 5 become pretty much obvious passing downs. And the Ravens are 40% on 3rd down this year. And that's not good enough. And because of that, they're punting very often. They're forcing their defense back onto the field in a defense that hasn't been great, a defense that needs rest, a defense that needs complimentary football. So I think that's something to keep an eye on tonight. Is Baltimore hurting themselves with penalties, with turnovers, and with putting themselves in 3rd and long situations where defenses can rush the passer and get him off of his spot? I'm hoping for a good Thursday night game. I'm leaning towards a Baltimore blowout win. But you're right. I think the Baltimore Ravens could get off to a slow start. I'd be very interested in like a Miami first half +5.5, right?
Oh, that's
interesting.
That
they keep it close, and then in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, Lamar and the Ravens break it out and really just start hammering them here. So I'm going to look at that.
It seems like the defense has taken a step forward, though. You look at their last two games. They held the Rams to 17.
Yeah.
A pretty good Bears offense to 16. And I think the third down woes are going to be answered by Lamar Jackson, much like a Jaden Daniels last year, could make all those third downs way less scary, or even the fourth downs, get it to 4th and 1. So I expect a lot of the defense is getting better, and I expect the third downs to get better with Jackson.
All right, what's the halftime score that you like for Miami? So I can get +4.5 at -122. I don't love that. I'd like a little bit more than 4.5.
I really could see this getting away from them.
I'm going to lock in 7.5, and it's not going to win much, but yeah, that's what I'm doing. I like Miami keeping it close in the first half. I just think McDaniel's a good coach, and he's going to have a good game plan, and a coach that's smart like him will have a good 15-play scripts, all right? I could see the Dolphins getting a touchdown, going up 7-0, and then it's 13-7 at the half. But I got the Dolphins plus money. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So the injury bug in Washington, and the latest, Terry McLaurin is already ruled out for Sunday. The Cardinals are preparing for Kyler Murray to get the start against the Cowboys. Wentz is done for the season with Minnesota, so they're using John Wolford. I mean, that's not going to be good.
So is JJ not back?
No. And the Saints are moving to Tyler Shook for the rest of the year. He looked pretty good. Like, I don't know why they waited so long to do that.
Well, like, I mean, Spencer Rattler is, you know, a rookie quarterback you draft last year, and I guess he goes 1-11.
Like, but I feel like if you know football, Spencer Rattler's been a bum for like 10 years now. He got famous. He's 25 years old. He got famous when he was 17 for the high school show that was following quarterbacks, and he was an a-hole to his teammates.
Look,
and everybody hated him.
And
then he went to Oklahoma. All right, and he got passed over by Caleb Williams. Then he transferred to South Carolina and then got drafted in the fifth round. And now, what is he now? 1-10? Like, Spencer Rattler's a bum, dude. He's never been good.
No, I agree.
I hate that he gets paid all this money.
You draft him as a rookie, I guess, in the fifth round.
Yeah, but then you drafted a guy this year that you actually believed in and you want to develop. So they're moving on to a new quarterback, and they're 1-7. I mean, it could have been Drew Brees, and you'd still consider moving on when your team's 1-7. They have had no offense this year. They're 29th in points, 28th in rushing yards, 23rd in passing yards. They can't move the damn football. It's been awful. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I did want to correct that Wofford is not supposed to get the start. J.J. McCarthy did practice in full yesterday and is set to make his return from an ankle injury this weekend. For Washington, it's another primetime game, another game at home, and another NFC opponent. And although this season feels like it's just been a roller coaster, up, down, up, down, there's a chance now for Washington to get things going here and really make some noise in this conference with these next two games. I think a win over Seattle to get back to 4-5, and if Jaden plays well, and if the defense shows improvement like they did last week, there's going to be a lot of chatter about Washington sneaking into a wild card spot. Because Seattle's being talked about as a team that cannot just make the playoffs, but maybe win a game. And then the Lions is another opportunity to make a statement win. And when you look at the NFC playoff race, obviously it doesn't look good for Washington. But it would look much, much better if they get two conference wins over the next 2 weeks. Washington is 1-4 in the NFC. 1-4. Currently, the 7th seed, the 49ers, are 5-1. It's going to come down to these conference games. Carolina's 2-1 in conference. We can catch them. Minnesota's 1-2. We can catch them. We can catch Dallas as well. Just have got to win these next two games. And the fact that they are at home, you have to show up. I love that we're wearing these throwback uniforms. Give us some extra juice because I think we're going to need it. The big news, Terry McLaurin already ruled out for this Sunday. So I'll give you my thoughts on the Commanders against the Seahawks with some more details about what I expect from Jaden Daniels in his return kind of coming up on the Commander's Corner. But right now I wanted to go around the world of Hollywood and entertainment, maybe a little spooky season talk as well, because Halloween is tomorrow here on Netflix.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
Stubb, if I said, what is the best witches movie, what would you say?
Like, witches movie.
Witches. Like The Wizard of Oz. There's a great villain in that one as a witch, right? The Wicked Witch of the West. She is so wicked. Hocus Pocus is terrific. I watch it every year around Halloween. I think I need to see Hocus Pocus 2. I don't think I ever saw that. That came out like 3 years ago. What comes to mind for you when I say a movie about witches?
What comes to mind, or what's my favorite?
What's your favorite, I guess?
This is a film called The Witches of Eastwick.
Okay.
I watched for the first time last year. I was a huge fan of.
I'm seeing it. 1987.
Jack Nicholson performance.
Okay. Is it scary?
Cher's in it. Like, not really.
Uh-huh. Is it spooky?
It's like a very Halloween, spooky fall, kind of get you in the mood, fun okay. watch kind of vibe.
I might check that out.
I like it a lot.
I like that, because after Thursday Night Football tonight, I'm going to want to... but we can't forget about Sabrina, the teenage witch.
I was also going to shout out Practical Magic.
I don't know if I've ever
That's
seen
That's a banger,
that.
Too. I tell you what, Nicole Kidman in that movie.
Really?
Stunning.
Because I did not like, as much as I thought I was going to like, the new Magic movie that now have the trilogy. Are we there? Not Are We There Yet. Can You See It?
Now You See Me?
Now You See Me.
Oh, I'm psyched for the third one.
Really?
Those movies are so stupid in a way that I love.
Yeah. The first one, I liked the first like hour of it, and then it just completely fell off.
Oh, they get so stupid.
But yeah, Mark Ruffalo's good in it. Speaking of Mark Ruffalo, I did finish his newest show on HBO, which is an AWOD certified banger. It's called Task. Stubb, it is True Detective mixed with Sons of Anarchy. There is the motorcycle gang aspect of it is certainly what heightens the show from just a regular detective drama show. But also, like, Mark Ruffalo's character's terrific. And so, like, it really is like a True Detective style show mixed with Sons of Anarchy, where they're trying to solve a murder that kind of took place inside of this biker gang. It's very good. And there's, like, three or four twists that really turn you around, jaw-dropping moments. It's excellent. And if you've seen Ozark and you like that, Tom Pelfrey is the other star in this. He was the... brother, the kind of crooked brother that had like a drug issue. He plays a similar guy, but he's terrific in Task. So that is certified AWOD banger. It's on HBO, 7 episodes. Roll through it. You will love it. AWOD sent you.
All right. I got a show.
Okay.
Well, I watched it a while ago. It's called Adults. It ran on FX, and then it went on Hulu. It only got 8 episodes.
Yeah.
But I loved it. Uh-huh. I watched every episode like 5 times. I had to show it to all my friends. It's very much like the show Friends, but with Gen Zers. So you might not like it, because it's very Gen Z. But
yeah.
It felt very my kind of humor and what my friend group was like. They just renewed for season 2. It ended 5 months ago. I've been Googling every single day. Is there a season 2 coming out? Is there a season 2 coming out? Finally announced it today.
Really?
It's made my entire day.
That's an FX show?
An FX show, yeah.
FX, well, they got the drama. They are good. I love FX. You know, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia's carried FX. They have a new show right now that's getting great reviews with Ethan Hawke. It's called The Loadout. I've heard really good things about that. I'm going to certainly check it out. Here on Netflix, though, I did want to bring up a show that I was forced to watch last night. The Love is Blind reunion show.
Oh, Love is Blind.
I guess I wasn't familiar with the way Love is Blind worked. Like, it really is. They're blind. They don't let them see each other until they decide whether they're going to marry someone. And they must get the most shallow people on the planet. Nobody's getting married from this show. They all do it to get famous.
Yeah.
And then they pretend to fall in love with someone. And then the moment they look at that person in the eye, they totally change their mind.
It's all these shows, dude. The dating shows have fallen off so hard.
Yeah.
As Instagram gets more and more important.
It got juicy last night, though.
I'll tell you.
It got juicy during the reunion. Because I guess it was the winning couple, right?
Okay.
They did not get married. Typical, right?
Yep. Very typical.
And then, I guess 3 months later, the timeline was displayed that she then started dating another guy that was on the show, one of his friends.
Whoa.
All right? And there was the whole talk of, is that even acceptable? Right? And then it went even further. She goes, well, I have an announcement to make. I had a baby boy. So, in between in between the show filming, rapping, she dated the guy, ended it with him, dated his friend, ended it with him, met a new guy, dated him, and freaking had a kid with him.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was in the audience. It was juicy. I was like, there's a love triangle going on here.
That's a square.
It was kind of fun.
And then we got 4 people here.
My favorite moment of the night was the guy that ended it with this girl, and they're like, well, did you guys have any closure? And he goes, yeah, well, we met up at a Mexican place, and we had some margaritas, and then I walked her to the car, and we started making out. And everyone's like, wait, I thought you just said you had closure. He's like, yeah, we shouldn't have started making out. And he's like, that's all we did, was we would fight and then hook up with each other.
Oh, well, that's
but, like, imagine, they end it on the show, they get together to kind of give each other closure, and then they end up starting making out. I mean, the show's nuts. And then the whole show transitioned to, like, a conversation about some pool party that they had after the show has ended, and the cameras weren't invited. So it was like everyone was in on this inside joke, except for AWOT. I didn't know what the hell I was watching. And I will not be watching any more Love is Blind. My goodness, the show is so dumb.
Even, like, The Bachelorette and The Bachelor aren't even good anymore.
No, I mean, and then you got, like, Love Island.
There are not any
people that are actually joining those shows to find love. To find love. Not actually happening. I tried. I was almost on Married at First Sight in D.C. I got through 2 interviews, and they changed their mind on AWOD.
Dang.
Would have been a great bit on the Junks. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, if there is a new movie or TV show we should check out, give us a call. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Are you still loving Weapons? Because I can see that now on HBO.
Banger.
Banger?
Banger.
All right. Maybe I'll give it a try this
weekend.
Yeah,
I know you get a little scared too easy. It's pretty scary.
But no. I don't love the style of movie it is. Isn't it one of those, like, anthology?
It is an anthology.
Yeah, that's
well,
not for
no,
me.
No, no, no. It's not an anthology.
It's like the Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
So it's not an anthology. It's just from different perspectives.
Okay.
Which is a little different. Like, it moves forward. It's one story throughout.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to give it a try because it's got amazing ratings. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan, Commander's Corner, coming up next. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So I just saw this. J.P. Finley had Peter Rosenberg on his show, a radio host in New York, and they were talking about Washington against Seattle. Now, this quote was terrific. All right. Rosenberg told J.P. Finley, and B. Mitch and Finley in D.C., quote, "You cannot lose to Sam Darnold at home on national television to drop four in a row. Respectfully, the level of urgency when 8 p.m. comes Sunday night should be at the highest it's been." And that is just a terrific quote. I could not agree more. And Dan Quinn's talked about urgency, and I thought we saw more urgency last Monday night with the way they started offensively and defensively. They need to play this season like a game's on the line, the season's on the line, like their lives are on the line. We need everybody in Washington to play above their average they performed this season. So ESPN has their latest power rankings. Oh boy, Washington has dropped down to 20th at 3-5 with a 13% chance of making the playoffs. They say Washington could stand pat at the trade deadline. General manager Adam Peters is known to embrace a good deal, and Washington has needs at several positions, including edge rushers. So expect the Commanders to monitor the market in the next week. But teams I've talked to aren't expecting fireworks out of Washington at this moment. Look, they need help in a lot of positions. It feels like wide receivers at the top right now with the injuries to Terry McLaurin and Debo, even though Debo's getting himself back to full health. I don't see them trading for a wide receiver with Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey kind of getting opportunities here. Cornerback, people have them trading Noah Igbinoghe. I would like to see Noah on the field. He's only played 40 snaps this year, and he was pretty good last year. I don't see us trading for a cornerback, given the fact that we traded for one last year in Mikey Sainristil still. It's very interesting, given the fact that Washington could have traded Brandon Coleman, and now he's playing at left tackle after being benched at left guard because Tunsil's been out, so I don't think you trade him. The one tradable piece is Daron Payne. I just don't know how much you're going to get for Daron Payne right now. I don't think
what
you're going to get that much.
Allen.
I'd have to look into that. I don't even know that he's having a good season at all
this
year.
I think I remember hearing
So, like, Daron Payne's the one guy because he has 1 year left on his deal. But he's playing well, and I don't see you trading him unless you're giving up on the season because he's such a big piece defensively. Yeah, because if he stayed another past a certain date, he was due a certain amount of money.
It was like $51
million. And then they paid that money to Kinlaw once they got him off the books. Who would be targeted? Well, Benjamin Solak writes, Bengals linebacker Logan Wilson. That's interesting, because clearly it is a need at linebacker. Yeah. Bobby Wagner struggled. Luvu hasn't been the same, and they're moving him to edge rusher. Doesn't seem like McGee is ready yet. Wilson is on the back half of his career, but he would be an immediate fill at some of the snaps in this defense, and they could be able to execute a midseason turnaround with some help at linebacker. That is an interesting position that I have not really thought of Washington making a trade because Bobby Wagner is such a Hall of Famer. But with Luvu struggles, it becomes more of a need.
Yeah.
Because I just don't see a future of Luvu as our starting middle linebacker.
And I guess Madrano and
Madrano's barely getting any snaps except for special teams. And McGee was out there. Right. I thought Owens was much better than McGee, and they kind of used both of them in situations. I like what Dan Quinn was saying and thinking and what they imagined and then came up with defensively. Frankie Luvu moved to the edge rusher position, which put Wagner out there on an island at linebacker, and to the left of him, they put Jordan McGee, more speed, and to the right of him, they put Tyler Owens. So they dropped a safety into the box to try to give themselves more speed and in terms of runs on the outside, and I don't know that it worked for the entire game, but I do think like that speed messed with the timing and the rhythm of the Chiefs' offense in the first half. So I expect them to keep going with that, you know, three safety lineup. And again, that was something that I witnessed them do at training camp. So it's not like, you know, they're throwing bleep against the wall here. In training camp, it was Will Harris, it was Quan Martin, and they used Jeremy Reeves in that position, right? Well, Harris is gone, Reeves has moved back, and so Owens is now being in that position, which I kind of consider to be like a rover which Virginia Tech has used a ton at the college ranks, with one middle linebacker and a safety that comes down in the box and can kind of stop the run and the pass. But the defense is going to have to try to put it together for four quarters. But, yeah, I mean, in terms of what we started this segment with, the sense of urgency needs to be at its highest on Sunday night. The season's on the line. Jaden Daniels said yesterday, if all goes right, I would love to play. I think he's going to get out there. I really do. He said, I felt good towards the end of the week, but at the end of the day, we got to do what's best for me and my future. I would have loved to be out there, but that just was not part of the plan. But the plan to have him do a workout on Sunday was the smart plan and executed well, and he looked good, according to Dan Quinn. Remember, that happened before when we thought he was going to make his return against the Falcons. No, it was a late scratch, but he did do a workout that Saturday. I think that's why everybody feels like he's trending towards returning to play here. Daniel said, I think that's just football, talking about McLaurin's injury and his injury. You got to be able to adapt. I got to go out there and control what I can control if I'm out there just like everybody else does. It's very unfortunate that Terry won't be out there, but, you know, next man up mentality. And that's the other good thing here is that, yes, Terry McLaurin made his return to the lineup and looked great and caught two, you know, big catches down the sidelines and then the touchdown. But they have played without him in the past. And they're probably going to continue to play without him for at least another week, I think. And so Daniels has thrown it to these guys, and those are the guys that he won the game with in L.A. against the Chargers. I'm interested to see what happens with Robbie Chosen, because, like, the Dallas game was ugly, and there's nothing good to take away from that. But Robbie Chosen was our best wide receiver. And then with Debo and McLaurin set to return, he was actually dropped. Like, he was cut. Right. Now, it was so late, I did hear Robbie Chosen traveled with the team to Kansas City, was cut, watched the game from the booth, returned home on the team plane, and then was re-signed to the practice squad. So they never gave up on him.
Yeah.
And with McLaurin being out, I do think he gets elevated from the practice squad again. But how many snaps is he getting? Like, do they reward him for how he looked against the Cowboys? Because I think you got to try anything. I would try putting him out there. He did show some speed, and that kind of seems like what we're lacking offensively and defensively. But, I mean, we could talk all about the wide receivers. The rushing attack has fallen off, and that is where Washington needs to get better. And so I don't think McLaurin missing games is the reason the rushing attack fell off. I think the offensive line hasn't been hitting their spots.
I would disagree a little bit, because when we have so few elite receivers, it's so much easier to stop the run.
Yes, and you're putting more guys in the box. But Debo can beat somebody deep. Luke McCaffrey beat somebody deep in the Chargers game. And to me, the rushing attack, like, with Terry... All right, so Terry was there in the Chiefs game. We didn't even think about running on 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1, right? That's not a Terry thing. That's the interior of the offensive line is not getting the push off the ball that they need. I think Tyler Biadasz has kind of been a disappointment this season. I think Laremy Tunsil has been a bit of a disappointment. I think left guard, the position, has been a disappointment, whether it was Coleman or it was Chris Paul. I think right guard has been a disappointment. We know right tackle's been a disappointment. Connerly has maybe been the worst of the offensive linemen this season. And he's a rookie, so they're sticking with him. But it feels like he's whiffed 3 or 4 times. And you look at the biggest play that they failed in the Chiefs game, it was a combo of Connerly and Cosme not being on the same page. Well, how many games have they actually played together? Like, one.
Yeah.
So it makes sense why they're not on the same page. So to me, the rushing attack, it stems from the issues they have at the offensive line, and now maybe they can get some more continuity. I know Tunsil's out, but at least the interior, the middle three of Paul, Biadasz, and Cosme are going to play together for the third week in a row. You're listening to AWOD here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We close out the show with Game Day, highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night, coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Want to wish everybody an early happy Halloween. I'm looking forward to my buddy's Halloween party tomorrow. Stubb, I'll take a photo of the person that wins best dressed costume. He's going to give away $100 to whoever has the
chili
best costume.
Chili dog guy going?
Chili dog guy will be there.
Feel good about his chances.
Yeah, there's going to be some decent costumes there. I know one of my friends explained to me what he is, and he went all out. I'm just going to say that. I don't like my costume anymore. I have gone full 180. On my costume.
No.
Thought it was cute at first. Thought it was a good couple's costume. Now I don't even want to wear it. I really don't. But I'm forced to. I got to get back to the drawing board for next year. And I got to get something that
it's never too late to find a new one.
That's me. And something that, well, when you spend $65, you wear it. It doesn't matter how bad it is. So that's what I will be doing. But for next year, I'm going to be way more creative. Way more creative. I have to be. I should have done that this year. Monday, VCU basketball season begins. It's AWOD for you guys at the Red Door Guys. They are teaming up with me to put on our black and gold uniforms, and we're going to be giving away 4 tickets to the VCU basketball season opener on November 3rd. As proud VCU alums and diehard Ram Nation supporters, the Red Door Guys want you to experience the excitement of VCU basketball for yourself. And we want to give these tickets away to someone that has never been to a game before. So if you have enjoyed the Rams from afar but never been to a Friday night at the Stew or a Thursday night at the Stew or for Game 1 Monday night at the Siegel Center for the Broad Street Bullies against Wagner, you want to go, make sure you're listening to AWOD Radio Friday afternoon with Brian and Greg of the Red Door Guys for your chance to win those tickets. And remember, if you need to sell your house fast in the Richmond area, call the Red Door Guys. And for every property they buy, they donate $500 to the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. And I think it's really cool. Coach Phil Martelli Jr. is also going to match people's ticket prices if they go to the game for the first time. He's going to match that with a donation to the Children's Hospital of Richmond. That's why we're teaming up with the Red Door Guys here, because all the great work that they do with the charity and everything in the community locally, helping out the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. So the season starts on Monday, and there's a lot to look forward to because of the unknowns for this season. We just don't know who's going to be the closer, who's going to be the starting point guard, who's the best center, and what to expect out of Coach Philip Martelli Jr. I know from his father, we expected nothing short of greatness from St. Joe's every single year, and I believe Phil Martelli Sr. took two, if not one, two A-10 championships away from VCU with wins on Championship Sunday. So looking forward to getting his son, both his sons, on Ram Nation, Phil Martelli Jr. and Jimmy Martelli. So season begins on Monday, so we got a lot going on Monday. Hopefully it'll be a victory Monday for the Commanders, a VCU game day. We'll recap the Hokies and the Hoos as well. But it's Thursday Night Football, and that is the biggest sporting event of the night in my world. We preview that on game day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is game day. Home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on game day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like game day in this game day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game day.
Does Mike McDaniel save his job once again? I think he deserves to be in the hot seat here, right? I mean, Miami's going nowhere.
Yeah.
Going nowhere fast.
That's a weird one.
Yeah. I mean, we were correct on our hot seat earlier this year. A coach got fired, and he was on our hot seat. And that was head coach Brian Callahan of the Tennessee Titans. And on the hot seat for week 8 was Mike McDaniel, Raheem Morris, and Aaron Glenn. One of these coaches needs to be moved off of the hot seat. Do we move off the coach that got his first win? Do we be nice to Aaron Glenn?
I'd love to be nice to Aaron Glenn.
Because
I really
McDaniel
think
belongs
somewhere.
On it. Raheem Morris still belongs on it. And I'm going to go with Pete Carroll as the third coach.
But he's not going to get fired midseason.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But I don't think he's going to coach them next year.
I'd say Dable.
Really?
I know Dart and Scadaboo are kind of saving his job, but they got to move on.
This was the perfect scenario for Dable, right? Because he showed flashes, and now, like, if I'm Dable, I kind of even hope that Jackson Dart gets hurt here, right? Because Scadaboo,
it's not my fault.
It's not my fault. Like, it's not my fault Scadaboo got hurt.
Just, that Broncos game, and I know that was 2 weeks ago, you got to look at the coaching for that.
Yeah. I mean, that was awful to blow that game there. Jonathan Gannon, what do you think about that?
Oh, God.
Arizona Cardinals?
I mean, yeah, look, in a way.
A few weeks ago, we were talking about Harbaugh being on the hot seat. The Ravens fans were fed up.
That's
not happening.
Yeah.
He never actually made it onto our hot seat.
No.
He was just on the outside looking in. I'm going to go McDaniel, Raheem Morris, and I'm going to go Pete Carroll. I'm going to be nice to Aaron Glenn. I think he deserves to come off of it
after a
win.
I'd have Gannon and Dable over Carroll, but I think they're all good. I mean, they're all going to get fired at the end of the season.
Yeah. I mean, what happened with
well,
Vegas recently? Has Vegas looked better in the last few weeks? No. 31-0 to the Chiefs.
It's just like, it seems like it's a Geno Smith problem.
I mean, it is, but Geno Smith was with Pete Carroll in Seattle. He made the same mistake twice. Geno Smith got him fired from Seattle. They got him fired, and he made the same mistake twice. He doesn't even want to coach anymore. He really doesn't. He probably just wants to be on the sidelines chewing his bubblegum and watching football. He would be terrific in the booth. I love that.
Touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
Yeah. It's not a good touchdown to interception ratio.
Like,
and you know what? They used a number 6 overall pick on Ashton Jeanty.
He's not
top 15 at running back.
Yeah.
That was not a good pick.
That was a bad pick.
Right. And I'm an Ashton Jeanty guy. But I'm also anti-drafting a running back in the first round now.
I'm starting to think they should have taken Jackson Dart.
I mean, that probably wouldn't have been bad. There's a lot. It feels like there's a lot of guys that they could have taken when you had Ashton Jeanty at number 6 and your team is 2-5 on the season. I did want to mention this. So Thursday Night Football tonight will be locked in. Wizards basketball in Oklahoma. I would love for the Wizards to get the first win over the OKC Thunder in their building, the 5-0 NBA champion, the Thunder. And the reason I want this to happen so much is because the Wizards are mirroring what the Thunder did. Now, they don't have an SGA yet, but Keyshawn George has been terrific. 20 points per game. We are seeing the work he put in this offseason. Trey Johnson's been a talented rookie. I want more from Bub Carrington. I was down and out on Alex Saar, and he's been above average the first few games of this season. Like, Alex Saar has been hitting 55% from the field. He's scoring 19 points per game. We've seen that three-point shot percentage improve up to 36%. Again, he's 20 years old and he's 7 foot. There's so much to like. So I wanted to mention the young Wiz, and Dave Johnson will be on the call for the radio party that you can always check out. Love Dave Johnson, the radio party. So Wizards Thunder tonight, 8 p.m. And again, my friend told me this is the most fun he's having watching Wizards games in like 5 or 6 years, because you're watching young guys play. The wins and losses don't matter. Losing to the Sixers in overtime, we're watching that game right now. They're up 15 late in the third quarter. How'd they lose this game, Stubb? It was a masterclass in tanking. They made it look like they didn't lose on purpose, but boy, did they lose that game on purpose to keep losing. And
what are you suggesting, an NBA game might be rigged?
Hey, you didn't hear this on my microphone. I don't want to get into bed with the Gambino family and all that. My goodness. The Mafia is out here. I should have gone as a Mafia member.
Oh, that'd be,
that would be a good Halloween costume.
Like, yeah. With like the pinstripe suit, you know, over what? An NBA jersey?
Maybe I could just go as an NBA jersey and bring a little booklet
with me. Fedora?
Yeah. There's something there. There's something there. Stubb, maybe it's for you. You need a last-minute costume. It'd be better than last year's sloppy Rocky.
I would need both an NBA jersey and a suit, neither of which I have at the moment.
We got jerseys here in our locker room. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Grant Polson and Danny Ruye drive you home. Make sure you're locked to 910 The Fan all day tomorrow, especially during my show for 3 hours, live and local from River City Roll. We're giving away 4 tickets to the VCU home opener against Wagner, which is a revenge game. Wagner is 3-0 versus VCU all time. Grant, Danny, coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.